This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jay James, honored to be with you. As always, I'm in for my good friend Coy Barefoot this week. He returns. Everything returns back to normal. Everybody back in their normal places next week, we assume. All right, 9 minutes after 5 o'clock, as we said, the latest news at WINA.com, including this story. If you've missed any aspect of it, you can follow it at 5:30. State police have now said that dozens of new tips have come in since the authorities released a composite sketch of the Morgan Harrington murder suspect. State police spokeswoman Corinne Geller says her agency, along with Fairfax City Police and the investigative team working on the Harrington case, say people have come forward with new information related to the 2005 abduction and assault in Fairfax, as well as the October 2009 disappearance and murder of Harrington. More than 50 tips from all across the nation have been received via phone and email since Thursday's release of the composite sketch of the suspect. Investigators are now vetting the tips and putting them in priority, and Geller says investigators are encouraged by the response from the public and the renewed interest in both ongoing criminal investigations. And that is good to see everybody cooperating. Well, another huge news story has happened as well. Three news agencies took authorities to court to make sure that documents were unsealed in the Yardley Love murder case. And for more on that, he's the guy, you've seen him in all the sound bites and on the television, and we're very appreciative of his time this afternoon. McGregor McCants is the managing editor of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. How are you doing this afternoon, man?
I'm doing good, Jay. Thanks for the invitation.
All right, your media tour continues.
Unfortunately. I'm ready for it to be over.
Exactly. Well, tell me, so exactly, McGregor, break it down for us. What exactly did you gain in court yesterday?
Okay, well, what happened yesterday was the judge considering the request by the media companies to have the search warrant documents and some other related documents open in the Yardley Love case. The judge agreed to open almost all of the documents that had been sealed, pending this court order that still needs to be entered and signed by the judge sometime next week is when it's planned. But so what that would mean, if it actually goes through the way it was laid out in court yesterday, is it means that open for public inspection will be, I think, 5 of 6 warrants and then other affidavits and search warrant returns related to these searches in the Yardley Love George Hughley case. Mm-hmm. There, the judge decided to leave one of the warrants sealed, and that one had to do with computer and cell phone records, for example, but most of the other stuff is presumably going to be available for inspection on July the 8th, with some exceptions in the individual warrants and returns, for example, redaction or blacking out of some witness names and other small details that the judge determined should not be released.
Yeah. McGregor McCants, managing editor for the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and great publication here locally, kind enough to join us as he is part of the lawsuit with the Associated Press as well as the Washington Post, all in court yesterday, and has won a victory. Whenever you say victory in court, McGregor, who was on the other side? Was it the Commonwealth's attorney, or who was opposing these documents being unsealed?
The Commonwealth's attorney's office was making the argument that the documents should remain sealed, that the sealing orders that were handed down early in this case back in early May, that they should stay sealed. And I think it's interesting you use the word victory, because as I sat in the courtroom and was trying to think about, you know, how I might term, or how it might be termed if the judge were to rule in our favor, I thought about the word victory, but I'm not sure that that's really the right necessarily mm-hmm. word to go. I mean, here's the way I view it. I think what happened yesterday and throughout this case, if the files actually are, you know, followed through to be open, I think it's good for open government. But I also want to stress and be careful to mention that doesn't mean I'm suggesting, or that we ever suggested, that what the Commonwealth did by sealing the documents originally, or their belief that they should stay sealed, is bad government or closed government. We don't believe that at all. I think that they had perfectly and still have perfectly legitimate reasons to try to keep the documents sealed from their standpoint. We mm-hmm. had a different opinion on that, but you know, their interest is in trying to do the best investigation and seat an impartial jury. and our interest was in trying to access documents that we think should be available to the public just under the way our government works.
Let's expound on that for just a second. McGregor McCants, our guest, managing editor for the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Why does the public, and we always have that key phrase, McGregor, the right to know, or why do you think it's good for the public in a situation like this to be able to have access to those documents?
Well, I think if you back it out of this specific situation and just ask, why is it important to have an open judicial system and government where you can see the evidence that's been gathered to build a case against a person accused of a crime, that's important simply because the open and transparency of our form of government is important and what separates us, for example, from another country where a person may be charged by the government with a crime, taken to court and convicted, and no one ever gets an opportunity to see the case or the evidence that's against that person. So, you know, by having documents open and fighting to keep them open when you can, it's you know, we do want to continue reporting fully a case of a lot of interest, but it is that principal thing too, where you just think that it's good to fight for openness in government.
Yeah, McGregor McCants is the managing editor of the Charlottesville Daily Progress, kind enough to join us at 5:15 here in the last few moments. The court case yesterday, where the documents will be unsealed on July the 8th, that had been in question from the Associated Press, the Washington Post, as well as the Charlottesville Daily Progress. McGregor, also practically for people who don't have the highest knowledge of court proceedings, things of the sort, and you've been exposed to a lot of court proceedings in these last...
And still learning a lot about it myself.
Yeah, these few weeks. Do you think that phenomenon is possible, too, when we're looking at this Morgan Dana Harrington case, for instance, where this composite sketch has generated 50 tips?
Yeah.
And is public knowledge of these... Maybe there's some material based on what you all choose to publish, based on what we report, being a benefactor of the documents being released off as of your efforts, that maybe the public will see something that they can capitalize that might aid with the investigation.
I mean, it could be. I really have no way of knowing that. It's happened before in cases, and sometimes when in cases where police haven't made an arrest of a person, for example, in this Harrington thing, they'll often turn to the media and say, please help us get the word out about the kind of information, the kind of suspects, the kind of things that we're looking for, and they hope to spark, anonymous or other kinds of tips from the public that may see something, you know, in a sketch of a person from Northern Virginia that may spark, something in their memory about that that'll help police pursue an investigation or something.
Yeah. All right, McGregor McCants, managing editor of the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and of course they're online at dailyprogress.com. Hey, man, appreciate the information, and it's a murder case, so we take it with what it is. This is, information has been disclosed, this has been resolved, and I know folks that agree with you appreciate your diligence in this manner, so thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure, man. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Okay, take care.
Take care. All right, bye-bye. That's a great guy, McGregor McCants with the Charlottesville Daily Progress, and we appreciate that.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.